a cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkling music till the dawn is breaking.
Clank, clank, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree?
Break bottles doing
over
this.
The teeth behind the gums, look up.
I know, I'm pretty sure you cracked my other one.
On me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. I am one of your hosts, JTB. With me, I have, to my left, the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
And to my right, Mr. Justin Time.
How's it going?
Hey. How we doing today, guys?
I'm feeling pretty kind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is Drunk Film Commentary. We get shit-faced and we watch a movie, and we're going to tell you everything that you should know about these movies, because we're drunk and we're right.
And don't you dare argue with me.
Yeah.
I will back you up with stuff I'm making up.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
This is Letters to Cleo. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, pretty sure they were a band.
And what was the original song? Is that Nick Cave?
Well, I'm sorry. It was
no, it wasn't Nick Cave. It was
Nick Cave. What?
No, Nick Cave. I don't think I'm wrong.
Oh.
The original guy who did this song. I don't remember. It's a cover song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who originally did it.
Oh.
You can't hear us?
No.
Oh, fuck with our headphone cord again.
The music is really loud.
I can hear us totally above the music.
Yeah. She's just too cruel.
Yeah. Too cruel to be kind. You're jamming out, but
I used to think when I was younger, I used to think it was You're Cruel and Behind.
Nick Lowe.
Ah.
What, in the cave?
Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Nick Lowe, okay.
No,
Nick
like Lowe. Rob Lowe? Nick
oh.
Lowe.
Was he Rob's little brother?
Bob Lowe, that's what he used to call the head cheerleader. Anyone? No one? No one really? No recognition on that one.
Rob
I can't
Lowe?
Hear. Sorry.
That's Bob Lowe. That's what we used to call the head cheerleader.
That was funny now.
Thank you.
Now
thank
that
you.
I can hear it.
Well, we are obviously damn. Drinking tonight. We've,
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Oh, wait.
Well,
no.
You came over at, what, 8 o'clock? It's 11 o'clock already. So.
Yeah.
It took us 3 hours to get, what, 45 minutes of material for the news show last week?
Hour.
Is it an hour? Okay. Hour. It took us 3 hours to get it, but we got it. Hopefully
yeah,
it's out there. Hopefully you guys liked it.
It is out there because it showed up on my phone. It emailed me and told me that
yeah,
Podomatic
I got,
just uploaded.
I got the email as well.
Yeah, I do the Podomatic, so there's oh.
Yeah, if you do that, you'll get emails just like we talk about on air.
Well,
email
God,
from who?
Here.
From us?
From Podomatic.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of
yeah,
were responsible for it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says.
We make it send it to you.
Podomatic sent me an email that said Drunk Film Commentary.
You are subscribed.
Yeah.
You are a follower.
I was
some
like,
bullshit.
Woo-hoo.
So you guys are our 2 followers then?
Yeah, that might be.
No, I think we have a couple more, but.
I hope so.
Not many, but.
Mandalay,
well,
I follow.
Podomatic
follow.
Is like a specific thing. You have to follow that site. People can get us so many other ways. They can find us on iTunes. They can find us on Stitcher, Google Play. We're on the Blueberry thing.
Wow, what's
there's a Blueberry
on,
thing?
Yeah,
yeah, BLUBRRY or something it's called. We're on that one. If you Google Drunk Film Commentary,
we're available.
You're gonna find us. We're out there.
We're available.
So, hey, drop us an email.
If it's free for us to get onto, then we're available.
Well,
we have a
because then it's free for you.
We have a special DFC trivia question, just in time. What is it? What is the trivia question?
What? I'm responsible for something?
Yeah, I'll drop this on you right now.
Oh shit!
Something simple. A trivia question for our listeners.
What is our most downloaded episode?
Oh wow! Okay, that's a good question. If you mail the answer to drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com, you'll win a free T-shirt.
Hell yeah!
We got T-shirts.
Yeah.
So
lots of T-shirts.
Yeah, we got tons of T-shirts here.
So,
I got t-shirts coming out the wazoo over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, listen, what size? We got you hooked up.
Not size, just if you're a men's or a woman's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we hooked up.
Well, we have two different sizes in the men's, so.
Yeah, we can make it work.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll trim it and sew it for you to fit.
There's a Goodwill really close by.
We can make it work.
Yeah,
fine.
It'll happen.
We're good.
Don't worry.
But what was the question again? Most played episode.
Our most downloaded episode.
Downloaded episode. Okay. I know the answer to that one. So.
I know. We usually talk about it.
We have talked about it before. Yeah.
We talked about it a lot. It's in most of the episodes. So.
We brag about this one.
I feel like that's an easy one. That's a softball for our first T-shirt giveaway.
All right. So yeah.
They're gonna get much harder, folks. So, now that I know I have to do this.
What email is that?
That's at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
All right. Fucking A. So today we are watching 10 Things I Hate About You.
Well, that just sounds rude.
Danielle, this was your pick.
It was, yeah.
Tell us about what we're watching. Tell us about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Give us a brief synopsis. Give us the syllabus.
Yeah, the...
Hey, you guys.
The syllabi.
Should I just wait until you guys are done? Telling me what to do.
Well, it's your movie. Present it.
I really enjoyed this movie. It's a 1999 romantic comedy, so to speak. It is based on William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. It's titled after the poem that Kat actually says in the film, which, by the way...
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that one.
Yeah, I got a few things on that. But anyways, so it's a really... Julia Stiles, Heath Ledger, I love them both. I had a thing for Julia Stiles when I was in high school. So, you know, Jimmy...
Really? Because I have a thing about
I have
her.
A bigger thing about him now, too. And yet he's passed. So sad. Anyways, it's loosely based on... Taming of the Shrew. And
1999.
I played Kate in Taming of the Shrew in my 8th grade and 9th grade class. The only plays I was ever in.
Wait, they're in the same play 2 years in a row?
I was, yeah.
Wow.
Why would they do that?
Because I was in AP.
It was so good the first time.
I was in AP English. Well, no, every year our school actually did a Shakespeare play. Every year we did two of them, and we always did Romeo and Juliet, and we always did Taming of the Shrew. So I got to be in, but and it was supposed to be like per class, but because I was in AP in 8th grade and then in regular in 9th,
they
got to be involved.
No, I had a similar thing when I was in high school, or when I was in middle school actually. I was in the theater class, whatever the fuck they call it. It wasn't theater, but...
English class did this.
Yeah. Maybe it was just English. But anyway, we put on, like, a production, like, parents had to come in at, like, 7 at night and shit.
Yep.
And it was, like, a real thing. But the one year we did Midsummer Night's Dream and something else, and then we did, like, Hamlet and Macbeth, I think, or it was both of those, or maybe there was another one in there, but I forget which one it was. And the one I remember the best is Midsummer Night's Dream, but,
which was another one of my favorite, like, it was just odd.
It just seemed weird, and then, like, that was in the fall, and then in the springtime they did, the one year we did The Little Mermaid.
Random.
Yeah.
We did Shakespeare.
When I was in high school, I was in Seussical, the musical. That was fun.
All right, we need to reel this shit in.
Yeah, all right.
Just time and I have been just going on a gossip.
We've been gabbing.
That's why it took 3 hours to get through a 1 hour show.
We've just been gabbing.
So 10 Things I Hate About You is
like a couple Southern Bells.
1999 film.
Bless your heart.
Directed by Gil Unger.
Yes.
Starring Julia Stiles, Heath Ledger, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, otherwise known as Jogo, Larissa Olenek.
I will not be referring to him as that at all in this.
I can't wait to see his new movie, but okay, go ahead.
Which one? Is he doing one about a guy who runs packages
around
New York?
The screenplay, written by two chicks, is a modernization of Shakespeare's 16th century comedy, The Taming of the Shrew, retold in a late 1990s American high school setting. So that kind of sums it up.
I have notes on that, but it's a highly unbelievable high school setting.
Well, we're going to get this thing started, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Hold on, wait, do we want to do our first introductions?
I think we do it while we're going here. I mean,
okay.
Get it going. Start it up here. So So we're with a Touchstone picture. That's fucking 80s, 90s
yeah,
right there.
You don't see that anymore.
This is owned by Disney.
Fox is not owned by Disney. This one is.
This is a tribute by Buena Vista.
Weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
But I was surprised this was PG-13.
You don't see this sort of weird chalk drawing shit anymore.
Oh, that's
either.
90s. That's totally...
Yeah.
That's
reminds
Empire
me
Records.
Of...
yeah, I miss that.
I felt this a lot like Empire
oh,
Records.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
It's definitely similar style.
The credit styles remind me, for some reason, of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know
yes,
if it was like
yes,
that.
Yes.
But it's the colors, I guess.
Well, and it's,
really
it's like... It's
the same, like chalk drawing.
Yeah.
It was the same, yeah.
And Shaggy and... there's everything about this movie
I think is funny. Typeface on it.
Like to the part where you have the pretty girls that pull up and they're like, "Oh my god!" and they're singing and dancing.
Oh yeah, the movie starts out like this, and
yeah.
I'm like, "Oh
yeah.
god!" It's like it reminds me of Clueless right now when they're
yeah.
just kind of dancing around
yeah.
to fucking
one.
Smash Mouth,
and then you get her.
And Smash Mouth was
stop.
My favorite band at the time of this yeah. movie came out.
And they stop and they look
this
over at her, and she's like, "I
can't
stand by my
Joan Jett."
And oh,
yeah.
you see who
this
that is
a big
in the
year
back
for
left
that
corner?
Song.
You see who that is in the back left corner? The
was that my mom?
No.
Who was in the corner?
There's a hockey player.
No, what's her name? What's the blonde chick? From,
I was thinking, oh, is this a hockey
Earl.
Movie? Is this hockey theme?
I'm sorry, from what?
My name is Earl. She's I can't think of what her.
Oh.
What's
her name? Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm with you. You got the Googler up.
I do have the Googler up, and yet I'm still sitting here trying to fucking say it. Tara, not Tara Reid.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
And she's
walking
as
soon
as I hear it.
She walks in and meets Miss Perky.
Yeah. Well, he walks
in. Well, he meets her first, yeah. We just watched, what's her name? Walk in. Cat. Played
Katarina.
By Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles.
And
here
Jamie
is
Presley.
Is this the principal
Jamie
or the guidance counselor?
Yeah.
He is the worst guidance counselor.
She's
oh,
the guidance counselor.
The guidance counselor? Okay.
She's got something else going on. You know, by now, she probably jumped right on the whole Twilight game. Not Game of Thrones, but the black, what is it called? The Shades of... Gray, touch of the gray. Yes, yes, that one.
Touch of gray for men.
I'm like,
that's
are we
the
on,
Grateful Dead song?
I was like, are we on Grateful Dead? What are you talking about?
I got there.
Although
got there.
I like how when she stands up and turns around, you see it from his view, and he's looking at her ass.
Oh yeah,
like,
she's showing it off. I think.
Really?
This was one of her first takeoff movies. She was in this and American Beauty this year, and that
which
was like,
I thought was so weird.
Weird,
oh,
totally
was,
different.
Yeah, this was the same year American Beauty came
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, she was the. She was the crazy wife in that. So.
Damn.
Yeah, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Jump.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Not the main crazy wife.
Yeah.
The
oh, I'm
backup
gonna
crazy
she
wife.
Wasn't.
She was the other crazy wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was crazy wife number two.
The supporting actress, crazy wife. The gay dude's crazy wife. They just sat there and didn't really do anything, but.
Yeah.
Crazy ass movie.
Yes.
But yeah, that was the same year. This was kind of a breakout thing, but. Now she's, in this movie, she's a guidance counselor slash porno writer.
She's a writer.
And she's taking
on
all her
shit.
She's stealing everything from her students.
Yeah, she's talking about Heath Ledger's bratwurst. But what's the Googler
right.
say?
That's right. I'm sorry about what?
What we were just talking about.
What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know.
We were talking about Allison Chaney. I didn't realize that this was like a breakout.
No, before
role.
That, no.
I didn't really look it up. I think these two were like her more popular ones when she kind of started, right? What do you got?
No, the chick from My Name is Earl. What's her name?
Jamie Presley.
Yeah, that was her in the back left.
Which I did not realize that. That
yeah.
was a good call on that, but
I
yeah.
Is
no
that
one, no, yeah, no
yeah.
one, no one said her name to me.
Oh, I did.
She did say it.
I
repeated it. I repeated it. I think you said it.
I didn't even hear it either.
Jane Priest, I said Jane Priest.
I know her.
I heard
you.
But they're going through the crowd, poking them all out. All the cliques back then. I guess there aren't as many cliques like there
is. There is. Oh,
no,
still
high school.
Is.
High school. Even the bars are like that.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah. You know what it
is? Cowboy group?
You know what it is, Jason?
Sometimes.
Jason, you know what it is? You went to a school where there was nothing but weirdos. That's what it was.
I've been to all the schools, so.
Yeah, this type of clique was everywhere. It was more prevalent, I think, in junior high.
I'm talking about now. No, these cliques were around back then.
They're still around now. My
yeah.
daughter deals with this shit. Or
yeah,
dealt
no,
with
they're
this
definitely
shit.
They're
yeah.
definitely still around.
My daughter was that girl. Right there, Bianca.
Introduced to Bianca, the little sister.
That was my daughter. She strategically wore that sundress.
And now he recites
right
obvious Shakespeare.
I
learn
I pine
it. Okay, yeah, this is
right. That actually came from Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty
I love this part. There's a difference between like and love.
Yeah.
But I love my Skechers. That's because you don't have a Prada backpack.
Hey, what are Izods? You talk about Izods later on.
It's a brand name of shirt.
Yeah.
Shirt, okay.
The one with the gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got that out there. They talk about his Izods later on.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are those?
Yeah, it's a polo. Nice polo shirt.
But that guy, what's his name? Michael. Oh, what the hell's his name, for God's
sake? Krumholtz?
Yes. Michael, or David,
little Jewish guy.
David Krumholtz, he plays Michael.
I got a file on
him. He was the elf in the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I thought that was
one and two, yeah. Yeah. He's also been in Superbad, and This Is the End, and he's in The Sausage Party. He's got small parts in all those.
So.
And he played in all three of the Harold Kumar movies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's one of the other stoner guys.
Okay. All right.
This cracks me up.
The guys that live across the hall from him.
Yeah.
That go on a similar adventure that leads them to the same spot every single time.
Oh, here's Mr. Morgan.
Who's the guy with the mohawk? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I didn't look that guy up.
I tried to. I couldn't find anything on him.
Yeah, he's like Patrick's buddy, huh?
Yeah, and I couldn't find anything. Like, there's no name on him. Because they never say his name. I don't know.
What about Mr. Morgan? What do you think about him?
I think he's a ridiculous depiction of a teacher.
I kind of like him because I actually had a teacher like that, so I dig him. Daryl Mitchell. And I dig the fact that he will turn around and say, what the shit?
Oh, he has a good attitude, but I think some of his characters are a little...
Yeah,
it's way 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tough love.
I guess. I don't know. The hip-hop, mixing into the culture. Now it's just hip-hop is what it is. And But when it was like... Anyway, back to Miss Berkey. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm drunk. Hey!
Yay! I liked him as a person in this movie.
I think he fits good in the storyline.
It's one of those teachers that you're like, that's a cool guy. Like, I wouldn't mind having him as my teacher. And I kind of had a teacher like that, and I won't say his name, because he did swear a lot in class, but he wouldn't swear at you. He would swear to you.
Yeah, he used them like emotionally.
He only used it emotionally, and it was to basically catch your attention.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, he never said that. No. He never said that. He would say, "And these fuckers."
And this is how the Japanese got fucked.
Okay.
I believe he actually said that complete line. You might know the teacher. But yeah, he was a good teacher because he would catch your attention just by swearing, and you'd be,
So we got Kat here.
Punk ass kids.
Anyways.
Kat's in
the
office.
Sent to the office.
With,
So this part right here was fully ad-libbed by Allison Chaney.
Oh, yeah. Well, the...
And she pursed. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that she's rubbed one out in the office.
Oh, yeah. Probably that day.
Yeah.
After Heath Ledger left. Did we miss him already? Did he come later? Or is he...
No,
we missed him already. They talked about his bratwurst.
And then he walked into class and said, what
oh,
did
yeah.
I miss? And
yeah.
Out,
oh,
yeah.
We're falling behind here.
I'm surprised that he's fucking past school. Because, let's be honest, he already had been held back grade.
He's the only character I've ever seen in life that attended school less than I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on real quick and do first impressions. First impressions just in time.
My first time I ever watched this movie, I was at my cousin's house, and their cable went out, so we had to watch some movie, and they only had like six movies.
About how long ago?
And it was probably... it was probably 2003.
Shortly after video, well after, okay, all right. Cool. Danielle? First time, first reaction.
I was a stay-at-home mom, so I had nothing to do but watch weird movies. And when this one came out, I think I actually went to the theater to go see it just because it was like a date night. We finally had a sitter. So we went to see it, and I thought it was funny because I was just young enough to actually still catch it and, like, understand the groups and everything because I was, just out of high school myself. I was
your early 20s or so.
Yeah, I graduated in 95. This came out in 99. Like, so it was still young enough So it kind of kept me back at my youth a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was funny. And the actors, I really had a thing, like I said, Heath Ledger, when I saw him on that screen, I was like, damn. And he's a hot little fucker. And then there was Julia Stiles, who I had seen in a previous movie.
Just kidding.
And yeah, and she was cute. And I had that same, like, body, that the little twig that nobody liked because you were a little twig. And so I liked her because it was something like that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look, I could still be a little twig. No, I'm not like that. But when I was, it was cute.
Oh, so I want to ask about my first time ever saw
it? I was waiting for you to volunteer.
Yeah, I figured you would.
You're supposed to ask me. Come on.
Hey, what was your first time?
And you get mad when I say I'm the host. Okay. My first time was...
Who got mad?
Pull it together.
When, it was, 2 days ago? Yeah, first time
probably,
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I saw the singing scene once somewhere, and I was like, oh boy, what the fuck is this? And kept on flipping, probably. And, because it looked familiar, but the rest of it, I'm like, eh. But
yeah.
I saw it, yeah.
And what was your first impression?
Well, that's the same as my impression, so.
Okay.
It was alright. Yeah, it was alright. I didn't hate it.
I love the way she says things like that. Like, remove head from sphincter, then drive. The way she is with that is so funny to me.
Nobody talks like that.
No, and nobody talks like any of these girls.
Well, I guess that's a movie, though, right?
Yeah. Everyone, well, there's a script.
The mewling, repelling wench.
Funny true story. Just in time, I'm sorry. Did you have something you wanted to say? You kept pointing at
it. Say your thing.
Funny
like,
true story.
Oh, wait,
he had just learned to ride a bike.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
He didn't even know how to ride a two-wheeler bike.
Oh, bicycle, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let alone a motorcycle. And so when he learned,
yeah, like
his
3 weeks
job,
to learn how to ride a bicycle and a motorcycle.
And his job was to go at the camera, because at the camera, at the angle, he was to go at the camera, then he stepped, and his double was supposed to jump in. He said that when he went at the camera, he's like, this is not going to end well. I'm going to fucking crash the camera. Like, he knew it was going to happen. And he did, and his stunt double came running up and was like, you okay? That was awesome. But he turned around to everybody else like, you know, this is fine, it's fine, we'll use this take type of a thing. And,
yeah.
And he was like shitting himself, and his stunt double was like, no, it's great, we're good. I can help you, we can fix this. Like, he's like, okay. And everybody was, what, 19 and 20?
Yeah.
And the oldest one was, who was the oldest? Somebody was the oldest, they were 24.
The black girl and the girl I thought was Jennifer Garner are both the older ones.
Oh, so
was
it was...
Jennifer Garner?
No, I really thought it was the first time I saw it.
Who, mm-hmm. Sue Mae Pratt?
Yeah, yeah.
The one who plays,
Cornelia or some shit like that?
Medella?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't remember her name. But yeah.
First time I saw, I thought she was Jennifer Garner. But
nope, not at all. I knew it wasn't her. But
well,
but yeah, they it was.
Well, this is where she's getting the letter to get accepted to Sarah Lawrence.
Which is where, you know, her and her in here, Julia Stiles and her quote unquote sister, who is
Olenek, Larissa.
Larissa
Olenek.
Olenek.
O-L-E-Y-N-I-K.
Julia Stiles is actually only 3 months older than Larissa.
Yeah,
but
they're,
in this movie, they play 2 years apart. And
she looks a lot younger and just snottier. And,
yeah, well, and
but
Larissa,
she wanted the cat role, though.
Yeah, she did. She did. And Larissa ended up going to...
Who's Larissa?
That one right there, Bianca.
Oh, okay.
The young one, the...
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie yet, Justin?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that was her real name.
Okay. Yeah. And it was Mandela. That's what her name is. I can never remember that name. Mandela. Anyway.
Oh, the Jennifer Garner chick?
Yeah.
Larry Miller. Hey, thumbs up for Larry Miller. I think he did a great job.
He always does, though.
Yeah, well, he has done shit since. I don't know if he's doing voice work or what, but...
I'm sure he is.
I have no idea. I didn't really look him up, but...
This is where he has this genius plan, though.
I punch in these actors, I look them up, and they're known for this movie. I kind of pass on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I got that for quite a few of these. I mean, there's some breakout stars in here, but there's also a lot of duds. But...
So here's a few things. Did you realize that... The names of these characters actually fall in they coincide with the places of
their last names,
of the movie,
Or
of the play, I'm sorry, of Taming of the Shrew. The Stratford sisters, they're Stratfords. Verona, you take your surname from where you are. So Patrick Verona was from Verona.
Verona, you know.
It seems like
he was
that.
The man from
the
Verona.
Name of the school is the city.
Padea, yeah.
Is the city where the original story took place.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I saw that.
Because
I had to look that up,
and
I'm like, what the fuck is Padua mean?
Yeah.
I was looking at Padua, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
And that is an actual high school, and that's why they picked that place.
Oh, that's a beautiful building.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Everything, look at the houses.
Oh, this house they got.
Everything.
Fuck,
yeah.
he's OBGYN, and he makes this much money? Holy
yes,
shit.
Yes,
like,
they do make a lot of money. When you're fucking up to elbows in placentas, you make a lot of money.
Do three people need that big of a house? There's a later scene where they really see the whole
house.
They bought
the house when there was four of them.
Oh, burn.
This cracks me up,
too.
So if you know anything about, what's his name? Joseph Gordon.
Jogo?
Joseph, yeah, Jogo.
I'm not calling him that.
Jogo? I call him Jogo on a roll podcast. So I talk about him.
If you know anything about him, then you know that he's actually fluent in French. So the fact that he says...
I know things about him, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, he is fluent in two languages, English and French.
Right.
But yet in this movie, he actually... Oh,
finally, something me and him do have in common.
Here's another quickie. Him and Bianca here...
Oh, they did it on the TV show.
30 Rock
from the Sun, yeah.
Yeah,
the characters did it on that too for like a season.
So they've actually known each other.
Was that before or after this?
And he's in Snowden.
I don't know.
He's in Snowden. That's the movie I can't remember.
I don't know what that
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph Gordon, Jogo?
Yeah. He's all grown
he's
up.
He's got a great
shit.
Career going, yeah.
He's been stepping it up since he was in that bike movie.
I got a little thing about Jogo. He's born in L.A., started appearing in made-for-TV films at the age of 6. He played a character named Dougie on 2 episodes of Family Ties.
Ooh.
And a character named Georgie in 4 episodes of Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
1996, he began playing Tommy on Third Rock from the Sun, which lasted for 6 seasons. Before Technical About You, he had roles in Angels in the Outfield, The Juror, and Halloween H2O. So that's what I got on Jogo.
Say it. Those are some info... Informations... about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
God damn it. That's going to stick, man.
There's other people that call him that.
Oh, I never heard that.
That's like calling Scarlett Johansson ScarJo. I'm not going to say that either.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Those are stupid.
I thought Jogo was my own personal invention.
No, you were...
What?
You're like 5 years behind the times.
I came up with it last year.
Yeah, I believe you're 4 years behind those iPhones.
God damn it. Okay, so she...
I don't get this. He asked a group of people...
They're all there to hear the question, right?
No, he asked a group of them, though these four guys are all kind of burnouts, whatever, five of them, whatever, if they would date Katerina Stratford.
Yeah.
And he asked them as a group, and then they all answer him individually sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they all just be like, nah... You know, that's
how
it would really
just
work.
Standing where they were.
Yeah.
No, wow, you know, doing the same reactions.
It made it look like he asked them actually individually.
But they're all
like,
standing in the background, though.
He walked up to a group of them.
You see them standing in the background while he's asking. They're creepy behind them.
That I thought was a dumb shot.
And then here you actually see...
But then Bogey Lowenstein, who
Heath
you just
Ledger.
Saw hitting the golf balls.
Oh, here's Heath. Here's the man.
Is that Pete Holmes?
His friend with the mohawk, right?
No,
yeah.
Bogey Lowenstein.
Oh. I guess it's somebody else. But here's Heath Ledger. You know what I thought about this movie, since I saw it this week, is that I'm totally shocked at how many panties this movie gets wet. Girls fucking love this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah,
dude. I had no idea. I had no clue it was like that.
Yeah,
they fucking... Holy shit. I went to the video store to get this movie.
I know his name is Kyle Cease.
I went to the video store to rent it, and I went up to the counter, and the chick's like, oh, my God, I watch this movie every week.
It's, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I've never seen it before. We're doing it for our podcast. Oh, that's cool. Didn't ask the name or anything.
Jason's just mad because he wanted to fucking, like, be able to talk about it.
I was hoping she asked the name, at least. Well, she knows the name of it. And at least say she'd look it up, even though she wouldn't. You know?
Yeah.
So here's a good part, and this is where they decide they need a backer, somebody to pay somebody, preferably
to do what they want them to do.
To take her out, yeah, to take Kat out
so
that
Bianca can stay. This is American capitalism right here.
But did you know that David Kromhold,
he holds some crumbs.
Oh, the penis on his face. Here we go. Yeah.
But he actually had to teach the dude that plays Joey, he had to teach him how to draw a penis.
And this isn't the same penis he has on his face later on. We see him again.
Yeah.
It's a different penis.
It's definitely a different penis.
It's like
Andrew Keegan couldn't figure out how to draw a penis on his face, and he's like, this is what you're going to do. And he, like, taught him.
What's the name Joey in this? Jeff?
His name's Joey.
Joey, okay.
Chachi.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
What other name? You know what he reminds me of, though? He reminds me of...
John Stamos.
Really?
He just reminds me of that guy that you would want to punch in the dick.
Reminds me of that guy.
Yeah, I heard he's a really nice guy, though. That's what they were saying on the...
And he is. Yeah.
The
look back. They said that he is a really nice guy, but I just want to punch
like
him
a fucking
in the
dude.
Dick.
He was on the Seventh Heaven and...
Oh.
Some other show back then for a while.
You can't be a dick if you're on Seventh Heaven.
He also played an O.
Wait, what was the
with Julia Stiles?
What was the dude?
The other one
was like the Othello type.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what was the dude with the long hair?
Here's where Bogey hits him with the golf ball. By the way.
Oh my bad.
I was early.
Yeah, is that Pete Holmes?
No, it's Kyle.
Bogey Linderman.
Case.
Is it Bogey Linderman?
Something like that. Bogey Leibowitz?
Oh, maybe.
Lowenstein?
Maybe.
Lowenstein,
yeah. Why are these kids hanging out on the field? I mean...
And smoking. Because
yeah.
That's why when I tried to smoke on the fucking field...
Yeah, I got
in
trouble.
I got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I actually never got in trouble.
Well, I didn't because I did it when there's nobody else fucking there.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't... In the middle of fucking class.
I didn't even try to light up in the
is
middle
he, like,
of class.
Is he, like, supposed to be in class, like, gym class?
No, I think this is after school sports, and I think he's just hanging out there.
Okay.
So, there was this one time that I was on the field, and we were drinking and hanging out, and you threw away the letter that your football coach was trying to get you to sign. We were at Lance, and, no, our friend Kevin, he has a nice tattoo on his head. I don't know if you know him. It's a full skull on his skull.
I know, dude, like a brain on his brain.
And we were getting drunk, and the cops came by, and we ran, and we went to jump over the fence, so we had to climb up the fence and jump over. And he climbed up, and he was a pudgy kid back then, and his favorite fucking Iron Maiden shirt got ripped and he was hanging there, and I was the only one that turned around, went back, climbed up the fence and literally ripped his shirt even more so that he could get down, and we still got busted by the cops. But at that point we became good friends. Like, I was actually friends with one of his guy friends.
Okay,
yeah.
Reel it in, drunks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reel it in.
Oh, look at that. Jason's trying to play Danny.
That's one strike on you, one strike on you.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, shit, we got strikes now?
Oh, maybe we need some.
This is a good part here.
Oh, this is our first encounter?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just got done doing soccer practice.
And he's like, dick.
The Joker's coming up and, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the smile on his face.
Am I the only one who thinks $50 seems really cheap, especially with that $20 bargain he tried to offer at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, $40. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, that would get you nowhere.
Especially in that town, I guarantee you that town's 10 times more expensive than he quotes later for going to movies. Or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, that's like Gurney prices and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no way in hell I would do it for $50, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Well, I mean...
What would be your bottom line?
Julia Stiles is someone like, well, she's kind of cute. I don't know, but...
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Julia Stiles.
It's all right. Yeah. I like her hair, I guess. That's what I like.
I kind of like her face. Like her head region.
She has a thing for girls with curly hair.
I like her face region.
She's got nice hair. Yeah, well, yeah. She's cutie.
But
I think she's cuter than her sister.
Does she ever wear a bra, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't have to.
Yeah, she doesn't have itty-bitty titty.
No, I'm saying ever. I've never seen her once wear a bra.
Actually, if you watch this, when she turns around, you can see the line in the back of her tank top. She actually does have a bra on, but they're T-shirt material bras.
Yeah. Hmm. I think it's weird that she has a thing for the Joker.
Who the fuck doesn't?
Well, but she also has
seen
a... I mean, of course, the obvious Heath Ledger thing, but then she has a picture in her dresser of Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Who plays the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's got a Joker fetish going on.
I think she kind of had that before.
In this movie before.
Before he was.
That's right. No, it's all.
Yeah, pull it
together. I have notes here that make no sense. I'm sorry.
Join my life.
Sorry, I'm trying to make.
See, look at her back right there, Justin.
She's totally stalking.
She has a bra.
Yeah, she has a bra on there. Yeah, totally.
Right.
Yeah, you can see the straps there. But there's other parts where she's not wearing one. When she flashes her teacher later on, the Sisu guy.
Yeah.
David Leisure, I think his name is. We'll get to that later. But
yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah.
And again, another good part right here.
And you know what? I honestly, this part right here, I think she'd be covered because, I don't know, he just pulled up out of nowhere and parked his car. I checked, there was no one there. He drove up like a maniac. All she'd have to say, and...
But he was already parked and out of his car. You should have checked your mirrors and saw there was a car behind you.
But for all the cop coming up knows, he just stepped out of the car.
If you think about it,
though... Or he was even sitting in the car.
Look at how old her car is. You know that her car is
gonna
all
fuck
metal.
That car up.
Her car is all metal, and he's got a fiberglass fucking Z28 Camaro. It's like, fuck you, dude. Tell him I had a seizure. It doesn't cover PMS.
She's a black man. She'd be in jail right now.
Mikey and you dead.
Unfortunately. And she's 18 here now, too.
Yeah, I don't get why she's taking
you
any flack.
You're 18? Well, she's living on the roof, so she...
I understand, but if I was 18 and you're trying to tell me I can't go to a certain college, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There was a 10 Things I Hate About You TV show. You hear about that?
Yeah.
On ABC Family?
Yeah, it lasted, three quarters of a season or something?
Oh, they were 10 episodes, then they were another 10, and then they stopped. And they said, okay, that's plenty. We're good. But Larry Miller was the only same
character
that
character?
Kept going, yeah. So I was just thinking when we saw him there.
I knew Heath Ledger wasn't in it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think he was doing a movie at the
time. I think
time.
Batman took his head out, huh?
Yeah. Something.
No, Heath Ledger, he has some good flex back then. Patriot, he was in...
Patriot, that's an excellent movie.
The one where Billy Bob's nailing Halle Berry.
Monsters Ball?
Yeah, he was the little brother in that one. That's a good flick. So.
Right here, where he smiled like that, where Heath Ledger smiled like that, that was the Joker smile. Right there... Fucking toothpick in his mouth and he smiles. Yeah, you can tell. So in the original script, Cat's mom was actually around and they actually filmed with a mom, but then later.
Is that how the original story was?
Yes, and later on. Excuse me, I had to burp. Later on in the movie, like they made it where she went away. But they didn't say why.
They never said that.
That's the thing. So when they were filming and they made some cuts and they made some redos,
mm-hmm.
They redid that part to kind of make it like she screams out and says, you know,
yeah.
Because mom left, you're holding me at this. And then later on she says again to Bianca with the pearls, what, you've been holding on to him for 3 years since she left? What, she's not coming back to claim him? Again, doesn't say, it doesn't sound like she's dead, it doesn't sound like anything.
Yeah, it sounds like she left.
And then later on,
for the rest of us,
yeah, but then there's a part where she actually says, you know, she's not coming, you know, so yeah, but in the first filming of the movie, there was actually a mother in the movie, and you only saw her for like a split second, and then boom, she was gone. And they completely cut that out so that it made it look like that's why she was more of a cunt the way she was.
Yeah.
For more of a reason.
Yeah. Well, but she says she did that stuff right after her mom died, so.
That was afterward. Yeah, that's when you finally realized that her mom.
The big twist.
Yeah, her mom. Not,
the big twist.
Not died, but her mom left. She never says her mom died. She
no, that's when you find out what happened with her and underwear
mom. Left us.
Yep.
So that left us could go either way.
No, right. The twist is what she did with.
Yeah, I know. Let's
dude.
Not get there yet.
With Joey, but that's not the point.
But they,
here's
the Flyers one. They took the Flyers for Bogey Lowenstein.
How the fuck did Bogey not know that there was going to be a party
at
his house?
That's what I don't get. Maybe because he's in a rather exclusive clique. And
yeah,
thought,
nobody mentions to him? All these people? These
yeah.
all
it
Flyers?
Goes down the hallway.
Nervous Clancy one?
Yeah.
No,
and
no.
How tall is this school building? Like 10 floors tall?
This is an awesome. You know, it actually was originally a hotel. It was built in a hotel.
Oh.
Like, over 100 years ago, I think I heard it was built in the 1920s to be this fancy-ass hotel on the railroad tracks. And then the Depression hit, so kind of like the building kind of dropped down a little bit, so they turned it into a school.
That right. was where Bianca
and it's an actual
realized.
Real high school that when they that big-ass one is a real fucking high school.
That's like the 90210 school is a 902 is actually a high school.
This part right here.
Yeah, I guess.
This part right here is where Bianca realized
way cooler,
that
though.
Joey
was way
cooler
building. I'll agree.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Danny. What was that?
We're talking about the building.
I know. I heard.
So, anyways, that part was.
That's where Bianca realized Joey was a fucking idiot.
I like when he winks
no,
in the mirror at him.
He's doing the posing at the party.
Right here where he was showing her the two pictures, and she's like, he goes, which one's better? And she's like, I like the white shirt. And he goes, yeah, it's more, and she goes, pensive? And he said, oh, I was thinking thoughtful. You could see it in her face. She went like, what the shit? What
oh, yeah, see, that was her first, like, inkling, like, all right, but then later on. But anyway, I was going to say, who the fuck names their kid Bogey?
I think it's his nickname because he's a golf player.
Yeah, but why would you want the nickname Bogey? That's
is Bogey good?
Bad.
Is it bad?
Bad.
Is it? I don't
Bogey's
know.
One above par. You would want, like, Birdie or Eagle.
Yeah. Maybe his name's something that starts with, like, a B-O. Like a Borat. Yeah. Bob? Bogey.
Bogart?
So this is where Bianca and Cameron start going through.
Oh, they raid the bedroom.
Yeah,
they start going through her bedroom and
black panties.
Cat's bedroom, and they start like
see,
pulling
I believe this.
Okay, is that true? This whole black panties thing.
I believe it more true with lace panties than black panties.
Correct.
She said, "Oh, I have black panties. That means she wants to have sex someday."
No, it's lace.
Lace.
I usually only wear black if I'm at work.
I would say
whatever.
Black would. You know, cover up the spotting that might happen.
Oh, there's that. Or the
that's
fact
why
that
I would wear black all the time.
I always
yeah.
wear black.
Black would be my standard.
I always wear black. It doesn't matter to me. So.
And then if I'm planning on getting fucked, I would wear lace or
a
string or
something. Okay, now Shogo and his buddy, they're in the bar for some reason.
Well, they're heading to the bar. Yeah.
This is 99. Wasn't the 21 kind of universal in 99?
It was.
It
was.
By 94. Three?
No,
I was
before
in,
that.
I was
here
in
Wisconsin,
high.
It was like in the mid-80s. It was like 85 or so when they switched it in Wisconsin.
Are you sure? I thought it was the 70s.
No.
I was
junior high.
Okay.
I was around. But when they jumped up from 18 to 21.
I know that my dad
these
and
these kids
my
are in a fucking bar right here. And so is Batman. Or, I mean, Joker. Heath Ledger. He picks up a fucking 8-ball. That's great.
Yeah.
Like, look what I got.
You know damn well we would have fucking lynched that dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that these two guys would have been kicked out and before they got two steps into the fucking bar.
Yeah.
There would have been someone, get the fuck out.
In your bar, they wouldn't have made it in there?
No, certainly not.
Because you're a bouncer once in a while.
Yeah.
They
wouldn't have made it past me, depending on where I was standing.
Unless Kirby was working the back door.
Well, if you're...
Well, I mean, Crummel...
They're not chicks with big tits.
Crummel looks like he can grow a beard and probably pass. But Jogo, that dude...
Certainly no.
No way.
Certainly no.
He's the one that looks
and
like
that. And even Kromholtz or whatever the fuck his name is, even then, no.
It looks like he'd probably grow a beard if he had to, though.
If he had the beard, maybe,
yeah.
But...
But, And what about Heath Ledger? He's in there, too. He's already in there
you
drinking.
You know what? Until the
Heath
day
Ledger,
he died. Until the day he fucking died, he would have been able to pass for under 21. With the makeup, with the, you know what I mean, with how they made him look, he has such a baby face.
Okay, you know what I noticed when I first watched this? And you might have to watch it a little bit yourself, but Heath Ledger and Jogo, there's something about them that they kind of look alike.
They could be brothers. Cousins. Yeah.
There's something in their, like, mouth and nose area. It looks the same.
It's the expression. Nose and cheekbone.
Yeah, it's something around there that it looks like they could be brothers.
Nose and
cheekbone. From like the eyes down.
Yeah. And trust me, girls are usually attracted to guys with strong.
Heath Ledger's is a little bit wider, and Jogo's is a little.
Strong,
I said it. Some of them
facial feature.
Fuck you. All right.
Girls are usually attracted to guys with a strong facial feature of some kind, because in primitive times, women were taught that guys with certain facial features are more manly. So whether it's nose, jawline, something, eyes, something, brow.
What's up with his pants?
Am I the only one who thought the Skunk Club was a lesbian bar?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about the Skunk Club.
Technically, it is not, but it is a feminist place.
Okay.
So it might as well be.
Why are they all good-looking girls? That's what I was wondering. There's not...
Because it's California.
It's not. It's Seattle.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Not very realistic, I guess.
Yeah.
So are you trying to say this is your first Twilight movie that you watched?
This is where you're getting realistic?
I guess... You know what?
When I said
I never saw this movie before, I also never saw any of these 90s teen movies that came out.
Right, because you were...
She's all that. I was like mid-20s.
Right.
Too cool for school.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was older, though. His daughter wasn't watching this shit.
Yeah,
she was
like two or three then, so she was watching, you know, Little Mermaid
and whatever, yeah.
Yeah, Barney, yeah. But,
your daughter was older than two or three.
Oh, when this came out, yeah, she was
my
like,
daughter was
she was
two
like
or
five.
Three.
I
wouldn't have played this before. I'm surprised this is PG-13. This shit to get away with in this.
Well, this was PG-13 before R. Remember that?
No.
Wasn't it? No, this was after that. No, never
about?
Mind.
No.
Never mind.
But they don't say fuck.
Actually, the very first scene with Mrs. Perky? When someone like throws the shit against the window. She's supposed to say motherfucker.
Yes, but
and
she didn't.
They
changed it.
And they had to do it in CGI. They had to like CGI her mouth. It was like, after everything was all done, they were all fucking complete. Here you go. We're done. We get one fuck, right? And they said, no, not motherfucker. I guess motherfucker doesn't count.
You can say fuck, but you can't say motherfucker in PG-13.
So they had to change that. So they had to go in with CGI and replace what she said with shitballs, whatever she said.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have to ask. I have to ask, guys. When he walked in and he saw her dancing, did you see the little smirk on his face where he kind of was like, she's really kind of cute. Like,
he was like,
pretty.
Oh, she's having fun.
And then
is that when the seats first started getting wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he went and took a seat, and then she came over, and then the music stopped like Valley Girl. And he was like, you looked really sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody went, hee, hee, hee. All the other girls in that fucking place were giggling.
Yeah.
And
is he wearing leather pants?
He did have leather pants.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, every fucking high school kid has leather pants in Seattle.
Well, I know a few guys who did back then.
Yeah.
And also, another weird
and
odd
does he have a
thing.
Job? Where's the money for leather pants? These kids don't work.
Here's another weird thing. Ashton
Kutcher. I get where they have the money, but I don't know where he has the money.
Ashton Kutcher and
he did
Josh
his liver.
Hartnett were in the running for the role of Patrick Verona.
Ashton Kutcher and who else?
And Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah.
They were,
40 Days, 40 Nights.
Yeah,
or whatever,
they were looking at, they were runners, and yet they picked Heath Ledger, which this was his breakout movie.
Better. But you know what, the accent was a little annoying.
What?
It's a little overplayed in this one.
You know what?
He lays it on real shit.
Yeah,
though.
That's what makes the girls wet. Right the fuck there.
Like, there's other movies that he's been in around this time where he's not.
And how far are we into this? Do we know?
Oh. I thought we were about to. But that's a door open.
Are they getting ready for prom?
Yeah, no, they're getting ready for
the party.
Lowenstein's party.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually going to go, and he said.
The pregnancy suit.
Yeah.
Well, I still
that's
use
funny.
This line on my daughter to this day. You can ask Jason. It's a true statement. I use the statement of right here.
Oh, you're going to leave.
Right here.
No
And that's exactly what I say to my daughter.
Yeah, I heard from you before I saw the movie.
Every fucking time I say to my daughter when she's leaving the house, even when she doesn't live with us, and even when she's like, I'm going to go out for the night, when she says, I'm going to go out for the night, I'm like, no drinking, no drugs, no animal sacrifices of any kind.
So the boys are getting ready. It's going to be a big party, huh?
Yeah.
Should we pause it here?
I guess.
All right.
How about when he starts his hair dryer? Because that's funny. He's
okay.
Already done
we're pause it.
Yeah.
The last party I went to was at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll tell you about a good time.
Remember Chuck E. Cheese?
I do remember Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
We had Showbiz Pizza around here, which is the same thing, different characters, but... Yeah.
I love the fact that he had condoms and KY jelly on his dresser, but he's obviously not sleeping with anyone.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that KY jelly's right there.
Really? I miss that. Is this his room or is this Jogo's room?
I have no idea.
That's...
All right.
So we're taking a break.
We'll cut that out.
You know my dad used to do security for Cheap Trick?
This doesn't sound like Cheap Trick.
No, but they wrote the song.
Yeah, yeah. This... You know they're from Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Just right near us.
Yep. Just to the north, about 40 minutes or so.
Which band is this doing this?
This is Stay Fair.
Is Stay Fair? Is it Larry the Fleo? Not sure.
Well, this is, I'm pretty sure this is Stay Fair.
I know there's the two bands are in the...
What does it say on YouTube right there in front of you?
It says, 10 things I hate about you, I want you to want.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, it says Letters of Cleo.
Oh, this is Letters of Cleo.
Yeah.
All
right. So.
Cool.
But we're back from our little break.
Yeah, here we are.
They're finishing up the movie. We're at the scene where they're arriving at Bogey Lowenstein's, maybe, his house?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right.
Lowenstein.
Oh, nice. All right, cool.
We're at the point in the film where I have the biggest problem with the continuity.
Well, is the fact that everybody shows up at a party at one time? I thought that was weird.
That's part of it. But if you'll hit play, I'll demonstrate my...
Okay. And this whole thing starts out really quick because everybody shows up at Bogey's house all at once. Like,
yeah.
They all come around. And it says free beer, and people are running with beer.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they must bring it because,
That's my second problem.
Oh, okay.
If there's free beer, why are they all walking up with kegs and shit?
Yeah.
I would never show up to a free beer party.
I saw the one chick with the cup. So that was smart. But let's go on here. So let's stop the music. We're going to start the movie. Here they are. They're all arriving right at Bogey Lowenstein.
At exactly 9 p.m. or whatever the fuck the flyer said.
I think it was 9:30 maybe, but...
Whatever.
They're all there right at the same time. They're all come walking right up to the door, which I've never been to a party like that.
I've been to parties where like two or three carloads of people have showed up at the same time, but not the entire party.
Yeah, there's like 100, 200 people there.
Yeah, right? Walking down his front yard.
And then this poor dude, he's trying to have like a cool
he's
little
like,
ooh, thing.
Oh, that's Nigel with the brie.
And he's a rich boy, too. These people all have some fancy-ass fucking houses. This house is fucking huge.
They're
holy
all
shit.
Future MBAs, so their parents are obviously something.
What's MBA mean?
I forget. I used to know what it meant.
It means something good?
Danielle, do you know what it means?
I'm sorry, what?
MBA. Do you know what degree that is?
Is that the master's? Is that what that is?
Well, yeah, that's the master's.
Master's, bachelor's, associate's? Degree?
Master of Bachelors?
Is that what it
stands for?
It's all of them.
Yeah. Does anyone know what it stands for?
MBA. It's all of them.
Master Bachelor Associates.
MBA.
Boom.
Get yours next year.
I got them all in one. Yeah. It's all good. I wish I knew that because I'm doing steps. This is a great one.
Oh,
he throws...
Oh, no. You know who that is?
My mother.
No. That's Warren from Empire Records.
My name's not really? Fucking Warren.
Warren. Yeah.
Which one was he?
That's not him, is the it thief. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the thief dude? Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. He pops up again in about 5 minutes. That's when I confirmed
and
it.
And it's Masters of Business Association.
There we go. I knew it was
Administration
something.
Okay, that sounds better than...
Then
Masters of Association?
Masturbating Association? Is that what
that's
you said?
That's even better, though.
That's, hey, I got a degree.
What was it one more time? Was it?
Masters of Business Administration.
Oh, okay, that sounds good, yeah. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, they take it outside.
Yeah, thank
outside.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, why doesn't he call the cops or something?
Exactly.
When your ship breaks like that, you're like, everybody get the fuck out. Like,
that's
yeah.
You're done. Yeah,
that's that time. Happened at one of the house parties my sister threw when I was in elementary school, and my sister flipped out because the window got cracked. All right, and it wasn't even a window. It was a window on the screen door.
Yeah.
It was one of those, like, storm window
right.
things that we had a dozen of around the house, you know what I mean? But my sister flipped.
She's drinking Cuervo. That's what we should have had. I had one shot of Cuervo. At the end of the bottle.
I can't do the Cuervo no more.
But then we've been drinking Fireballs all night now.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah.
So I had read
but,
that they
Julia's
said...
Julia's doing the Cuervo. Read what?
What'd you read?
They said that the DJ was the waiter bringing around the tequila. But that
what?
Obviously was not the same guy. Well, they had said, like, plot holes or whatever.
Oh.
That
I
read about it.
I to read those.
I try to read them all so that I know, like, the, you know, things to actually look at again.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to watch this after I've read that until now. And they said, oh, plot hole, how is the DJ that sets up and plays all of a sudden the guy that's walking around with a tray of tequila? Well, I made special care to look
okay.
at the DJ who's in a green fucking weird paisley shirt, and the guy that was carrying around the tray of tequila had on a white...
But was it the same guy, just wearing a different shirt?
The same dude? Yeah, sure.
It didn't look like him, but, I mean, who the fuck knows? They all have blonde hair and weird shirts on at this point. Who knows?
Yeah, we can find that out if that's true or not.
I've been looking it up.
You can't find
the
answer?
I just got this weird...
Yeah, yeah it's yeah, maybe. But that's the part where he threw the nerdy guy at the chick. Did we see that part yet?
Yeah, that was the kid that Warren was the guy that he threw the chick at.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was pretty cool, and it comes up later on too.
I think it's funny.
But
that
here's,
right here, there's actually no music playing in the background. So
it's push it.
No, but in the when they're filming, there's no music.
Yeah.
So they're dancing. Whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, that's how it is a lot of film.
And,
yeah, it's
yeah.
like, oh, dance with something, and then they add all
just
the music.
Bop around,
and
yeah.
Yeah. yeah. At least they're all spitting in a random glass here, but.
Yeah, they're spitting their chaw.
I think that's the least of his problems, though.
Yeah.
It's a crystal bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still,
I mean,
that could be washed out.
That thing's probably worth more than your car.
It could still be washed out, so they don't fucking drop it and break
worth
it.
More
yeah.
Than car.
Yeah, right. But here we go, Gianca, whatever the fuck her name is. She
Bianca.
She runs into Jogo. And
and she feels bad because she kind of whatevered him earlier.
Yeah,
she
blew him off.
But she needs a ride, so.
Well
she's realizing that underwear
that
dude's a fucking
Warren.
Dick.
Yeah.
That is not Warren.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It looks more like Rusty from the first vacation.
Yeah, that's
but,
not Warren.
And it's not him either, but it looks
no.
more like him.
I swear it's Warren.
No, that's not Warren, the little thief dude.
No.
Oh, I have something up here I meant to bring up earlier. When Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles first meet each other in that club,
mm-hmm.
and he brings up a band called the Redcoats.
Raincoats, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Redcoats.
No, it's Raincoats.
Oh,
is it even that? No, that's Letters of Cleo, isn't it?
It, but they call them the Raincoats.
No, the Raincoats is the actual real band.
That's the band that he brings up to her is the Raincoats.
He's just bringing up a band. He's not talking about the band that's actually playing.
No.
Anyways, I thought it was a really funny euphemism.
I thought you guys were saying that was
no.
the Raincoats playing.
No, nope, that's not what
oh,
we said.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought that was a funny euphemism for the Redcoats, not Raincoats. Redcoats. I thought Redcoats was a funny euphemism for when you like have sex with a girl in a period and you make the Redcoat come.
Ah.
The Redcoats are coming because that's what What's His Nuts was actually yelling when he was on that horse.
Oh, she just knocked herself out on the light.
You know, the British are coming, but he actually said the Redcoats are coming. That
yeah.
Guy. Is his name William Tell?
No.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
It's not, that's not it, but it's like, anyway, they just, she was dancing on the table. She was dancing on the table, then she danced on her knees, and she got back on her feet again, and that time,
you could say
the lights were like,
the last dance.
The lights were lowered somehow and nailed
good
her.
One.
But that was a catch I caught right away. When somehow she was standing the first time, and the second time she stood up, somehow that time she shook her head.
Yeah. Well,
like,
not
oh,
only
yeah.
that, but that dance scene actually helped her get the role in Save the Last
Oh,
dance.
She did nice. Yeah, she did a good job.
And this is, Heath Ledger just gave Joseph Gordon-Levitt some good advice. I don't remember what he
that
said.
That was good. Yeah, you told him, yeah,
don't
be a pussy.
Anyone,
don't let
like,
it go. Don't let it go. Yeah.
Don't ever let anyone make you feel like a lesser person.
Yeah.
And actually,
like you don't deserve whatever you want or whatever.
One of my quotes on my Facebook quotes was, don't ever let anyone make you feel like you don't belong.
Mine's, I'm the man.
Okay.
I wrote that when I was like 16. Or it's, I'm a man, sorry.
It's not even anthrax. Damn. So now they're hanging out. They're on the swings. And, you know, it's obvious she's just kind of playing like this, oh, I don't like you kind of thing. And he's got good catch. I mean, every time.
Every
he's like right on that hands. Shit. He's fucking nailing that
Why
shit.
Why doesn't he play football?
And, you know, these two are very charming in this movie. I give them that.
I like them together.
They do a good job. They do. I think it's kind of weird having an Australian accent, dude. They should tell him, hey, be fucking English, you know? Prove your fucking worth. Come on.
Eh.
You know?
An Australian's a little more rugged. I could see how she would fall faster in love with an Australian than an English guy.
But if he was an American dude, he'd have to act more and bring him out, which I think he probably could based on his later movies where he... You know, did some hell of a fucking acting. I think he could have done it if he had to. You know, and I think I would like to see it done that way. It's been a little more realistic, but this is based on a 15th century play, so how realistic is it going to fucking be?
Yeah, but there's an alternate version of reality where she could end up throwing up on her shoes in that same position, and it would be a whole different end of the night. The movie would pretty much be over.
If she blew out. Threw up on his shoes?
Well, what made her throw up?
That he was so vile. I don't know. No, because the fucking tequila she drank. What do you think?
No, in a different version of it. You
know, okay. Yeah, I don't.
I was acting like she gagged on his cock and threw up on his shoes.
Oh.
It's since I have to paint a nasty picture now.
Well, and, you know, for all of us, I think. But, okay, this is her. The dad is so strict. Oh, you can only go if your sister goes, which is a bullshit excuse. That's like putting the blame on someone else.
Yeah.
That's like someone actually, can I do that? I don't know, ask so and so, you know?
Yeah.
You know, put the blame on someone else. You know? It's bullshit. But then they don't even come home together, and the house is all lit up, so.
That's the part that got me, too. I was going to bring that up.
That they come home separate?
The house is completely lit up, and they're home at separate times.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be together.
But they're not completely separate times, if you look at it. And
well, they're
the
pretty
one
close.
Girl, the one girl left with her sister, or with her friend, and the other girl left with him.
No, when they're arriving back home, they're coming home separately. She has
they
no care
separately.
About her sister.
They left separately.
She has no care about her sister. She's like, whatever.
Her sister hasn't even left the party yet.
But Bianca left with
Bianca
Gabby.
Bianca hasn't left yet.
With Gabby from the house.
Yeah.
And they went to the party together. She left and went with Heath.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back,
she came back with
Heath. The girl. What was
Bianca went with the black chick.
No, the Joey dude went the black chick.
No.
No.
Stop talking for a minute and listen.
Yeah.
When they left the house, Bianca and the other girl, what's her name, Gabby?
I think the
other dog, the younger sister.
No, God damn it, that is Bianca.
Bianca is the younger sister.
Oh, okay. Who's the black girl?
Kat's the older sister. She left with Heath Ledger and she was driving.
Yeah,
and Gabrielle Union, who plays Chastity.
Jogo picked up little sister.
No. You're at the wrong part.
No, that's for prom.
Oh, prom.
This is for
the
party.
Oh, party. Oh, and the party part.
Yeah, and this is where he didn't kiss her because she was wasted.
Okay,
and
I'm
right here,
of prime.
That's Heath Ledger's truck.
That's
Heath Ledger's truck leaving, and now you see.
Yeah, I gathered that because he's sitting in the car going, I'm like, is he taking the car?
No, but that's still, that's 10 minutes later at least, at a minimum.
Well,
what
yeah.
The dad's going to ask the younger daughter, what were you doing?
No, they have a curfew. He brought Kat home because she was drunk and threw up. She got out of the car. He sat there for a split. How long are you going to sit in somebody else's car when your car's sitting right the fuck there? You're not
after
sitting there
shit,
for 10 minutes.
What's
the
other chick's curfew at 2 a.m.?
No, but I'm saying between...
That's not her problem. That's not who we're watching. Who cares?
2 a.m. curfew. What's up with her parents?
They don't care.
But Gabrielle Union is the actress, right? I forgot her character name, though.
Chastity.
Chastity.
Chastity. Chest titties.
She's kind of a bitch that jumps right in on him. Unless she's like, oh.
Well, she's like, oh, I'll suck his dick.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I really like but here they are in the car.
He's kind of bitching her out because she blew him off and he's still a nice guy.
I'd still like to find somebody like that.
Is it flashback time?
Are we flashbacking?
Flashback. So, but when did this come out? In
99?
Yeah, 99. I've got the date on here somewhere. March 31st, 1999 is when we came out. The other big films from 1999 include American Beauty, which we talked about earlier, Toy Story, Fight Club, The Sixth Sense, Star Wars The Phantom Menace, and The Blair Witch Project. Some of the Billboard top hits were TLC's No Scrubs, Cher Believe, Baby One More Time.
Nothing
goes. Yeah, that was bad. That was, and Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
I need a little bit of Monica in my life.
In the metal scene, we saw the debut album Slipknot, and Lamb of God, Avenged Sevenfold, Trivium, Mastodon, and Dragon Force all formed this year. Any fan of any of those?
Not really. Not too much.
Me neither. I don't know, but I figured I'd talk about
it. There's a couple of songs.
What about video games? You play video games back then?
Yeah, I was 10.
Yeah, some of the big games that year were Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Mario Party.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah.
And then
Sega
Dreamcast and Game Boy Color made their debut this year.
Yep. I had both of them.
Yeah. Did you have a Furby?
No, I didn't have a Furby. My sister.
How old were you in 99?
And I was 10.
10, okay. Yeah, it was right up your alley then, yeah.
I was
you never Furby
last little kid. No, my sister had a Kirby or a Furby, and my cousins had Furbies.
14,
I didn't want one.
14 million were sold in 99.
Yeah, I didn't want one.
How about the fingerboards?
Yeah, oh, dude, I still have Tech Decks.
I was going to say Tech Decks, yeah.
I still have Tech Decks.
Yeah, and this is the year that Pokemon trading cards made their debut.
Yep.
Remember those two?
Yeah, I have Pokemon on my phone right now. Two different versions.
TV premieres, The Sopranos, The West Wing, Family Guy.
Damn, Sopranos. Damn.
And the biggest debut of the year was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh,
remember
shit.
Remember that shit?
Nice.
In the news, that was also the year of the Columbine Massacre. It was like a month after this movie came out.
Oh, shit.
13 killed. But also, it was the year everyone's freaking out over Y2K.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be end of the world in December.
That was huge. I remember that.
They had Woodstock 99, which was a celebration of looting, arson, rape, and riots. Remember that? And Charles Schultz announced he's done with Peanuts in January 2000.
And that was the saddest thing about the year.
So, DVD players became much more popular. The average price dropped to $244.
And now you can get
one. After going down from $500. Yeah, they were $597, so... That's a flashback to 1999 when this movie came out.
Yeah, I think we got our first DVD player in like 03. Yeah. 02, maybe.
Yeah. This movie came out and it did pretty good. It was number 2, I think. It was knocked out by The Matrix. That came out the same week. It came out the same weekend as The Matrix.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna kill you.
Yeah, you're not gonna hit number 1 when you go up against that. But
The Matrix was really good at the time. Now it's okay.
Yeah, it was alright, yeah. But for this one, they had a budget of $30 million, which I think seems high, but...
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow, really?
Yeah, seems high for 99.
I was thinking like 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I was thinking 25. No, not even 25, like 22 max.
Yeah, I think they did a lot of advertising at Best Con there, maybe.
Probably.
With the box office.
Well, that the renting out that school probably cost them a shit ton.
That's a bad, that final scene in this is fucking awesome. Yeah, I talk about that when it comes to it. But box office took in $53 million, so.
Well.
Here she's ripping out another prom fucking.
Yeah, there, she's
poster.
Very anti-prom.
Very. She's, yeah, she's kind of a bitch, I guess, you know?
She, yeah.
I mean, she just kept to herself and was angry.
She's
it was like, okay, she'd
bitch.
Be cool, whatever. But when she's tearing shit down that people do, it's like, come on, you know,
yeah.
Whatever.
I feel
probably
like
prom, I guess. Yeah.
I like prom. I went to 4 of them.
Yeah?
I went freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
I was
two of them.
Guys. Yeah. Danielle, how was your prom experience?
I went to a couple.
Here they are on the archery range. And here's one of the cool moments that they have a lot in this movie where they have these like random little tidbits of like slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
Like later on he does it with his arm fucking Larry Miller does
he,
it with his fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he
and she does it with the bow and arrow. She's like, oh, boom, and she hits Robert Leisure right in the fucking ass and he's down crying. It's just this little tiny random stuff that's like in the background. You don't even notice. Like the golf ball things hitting the guys.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's like, meh. It's kind of funny that the director kind of throws that in. This was written by a couple young women that one of them based it on their high school journal.
Oh.
They had a journal called like 10 Things I Hate About Anthony. I think his name was Anthony. And that's what she had. Whoa, her kitchen's on fire.
Hey!
We were going to make a pizza, but we never. It's falling.
We never put it in.
Oh,
hey, alright. Well, that mystery.
Hey,
is
there's cookies that were in there from like a month ago.
This guitar right here. This is the same guitar used in Wayne's World and a bunch of other movies like Rockstar. Yeah, it's the white on white Fender Strat.
Same type of guitar?
No, it's the same. It's the same exact guitar. It's used in a prop in a lot of movies.
It looks just like the Wayne's World guitar.
It travels.
That was like 7 years earlier though.
White on white Stratocaster with a dual pickup, with a mother of pearl inlay and a whammy bar.
Is that straight from Wayne's World malt?
Yes.
That's
what Cassandra says as soon as Wayne shows
it
to her. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm glad they did.
And I'm reciting that from memory, so if I got any of that mixed up, let me know.
Yeah, you're pretty good enough, I think. But now he's stalking her, so
he's super stalking her.
He sees her in the music store. Now she's in the bookstore. Yeah, these kids don't have jobs, so come on, you're 18. At least have a part-time job. You know, make some coffee or something. You know, learn how to fucking mop a floor or something.
Yeah.
You know.
I was 14 when I got my first job.
Yeah, I was 15. So. What about her though? I'm talking about her. Yeah, he was in Milwaukee, which is just a few miles from us. Yeah. So actually, you know.
Yeah,
Patrick was here. Was close by. He might have came on a Kenosha one day.
He probably did.
Maybe he was in Hattrick's, our bar that we hang out at.
That could be cool, at 2425 60th Street.
Nobody cares about that.
That's an old one. And I'd be pissed if it was nacho day and they put a bunch of black olives on my nachos.
There's a lot of nachos. And then they don't pay for this lunch either.
I noticed that.
They down the end just kind of walk away.
Yeah.
Okay, boom. Okay, I'm good.
There's not even like a register they kind of like walk up to and then it goes to a different
Yeah, spot. Yeah, there's nothing there. It's like, oh,
it just ends. Yeah.
And that is nachos on top there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
There's a bunch of black olives on it. I'd be fucking pissed.
Not me. I like black olives. So that'd be cool. That'd be good. But here he is. He's paying off the music guy for the upcoming big musical number. Here we go. Very popular. And this is the big part.
This is where the panties really cream, am I right?
Yeah.
No?
Well, no, I mean,
I would think this is where it is.
I'm a little more confused at the fact that the soundboard was actually not working.
Oh. No one has our extensive knowledge.
But listen to his voice.
It's shit.
No. No. I've heard shit voices, trust me.
Okay, it's not the worst I've ever heard, but it's not good.
I've heard shit voices.
He hits some parts, but other parts are shaky.
That's how it should be. He is somewhat embarrassed.
Well, he's not a singer. It's not fucking Tony Valley.
Tony Valley, really?
Yeah, it was part of Tony Valley, man. Oh, wait. Frankie Valley. How about that?
Frankie Valley is a little bit better. There we go. Yeah.
I guess, yeah. What's up with the security guard running away from him? I don't get that.
I was going to say, are these security guards or are they cops?
I think they're the campus security.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but...
Yeah.
Well, they got badges and shit, which
well,
always...
they do. They try to look cool, yeah. I've been on the campus, and yeah. They try to look cool.
Yeah, I've been arrested by campus PD.
Oof.
I've also been arrested by Summerfest PD.
Summerfest PD.
Yeah. They have their own little detention thing. And if they want to press charges against you, they will. And it'll be in the state of Milwaukee, or the city of Milwaukee. And you'll have to come up there for your court date.
Huh.
But I never had to go to do any of the court shit. They took my friend's weed.
Yeah.
And I had to stand there. I didn't have anything on me, so I was straight.
Nice. Danielle, what did you think of that scene?
That's a tip for you kids.
I liked it. It was cute.
Yeah.
The fact that he was willing to basically degrade himself a little bit.
I think that really proves that he does like her and he's not just...
I thought it was weird that they'd only kind of sort of been out on one date and he was like, I love you, baby.
Yeah, I
was kind of mixed
like,
up.
I have it here where it was like, love, really?
Yeah.
But I also, Jordan said that when we were talking about it, or when we were watching it, and I was like, but you're hard pressed to find a love song without the word love a thousand times.
Yeah. You want to do something that embarrasses you, but...
He probably did something that was the band knew, and...
We just met David Leisure, totally ganking dude's weed.
Yeah.
And
some Cheetos.
You know where I know this guy from? Airplane.
Yeah.
He's one of the, what do you call him, the Hare Krishna guys.
Yeah.
In the airport, like, oh.
But he's been in a ton of other shit, too.
Commercials.
Yeah.
He was with some car thing. He's in a commercial that he was in.
He was in a couple Carfax commercials, I think.
It's not Carfax, I think it was something else that he was, like, the man for. Isuzu or something like that? Is that what that is? Is that car?
Isuzu? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, Here comes the flashing part.
Oh, the kid who he took his pot from is from something, too. I couldn't remember
where
it was.
They're all from something.
I've seen him before.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be adverse to Julia Stiles flashing me.
Oh, no. But, I mean, there's some of these looks that you know he must have seen him in the back.
Yeah. And he's, like, turning that way, too, for no reason.
And, you know, I would have been out that door, like,
yeah.
A minute ago from right now.
Oh.
I'd be like, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Quick, hurry like a mouse, you know? Woof, out.
As soon as she said,
I'm thinking, he's going to end up seeing the empty chair anyway. So he's going to get busted, so who cares if he sees him? Go out the fucking door.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's gonna look around. Wait a second. Who? That was.
There was someone sitting there.
Yeah, that was the fucking Joker. Gay cowboy.
He blended right in.
Okay, here they are on the lake out here. Is that real?
This is the worst fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. Right?
Is that fake?
That is the fakest paddle boat I've ever seen. I have it written down right here. Shittiest paddle boat ever.
Yeah.
You see how hard they're paddling and they're not going anywhere at all.
Well, sometimes you're up against the current, and
then they're going to die
I thought when you were on a paddle boat that, like, if your feet moved, his feet moved.
Yeah.
Like, you had... Well, there was a point where he stopped, and she kept pedaling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
That was... It just happened, and I'm like...
Yeah, and some were made differently.
That, like,
yeah, they're,
was,
they work in tandem.
Yeah. See, she's still going, and he's
Oh, no, he pulled his knees up, though.
No, no, he didn't.
Maybe, I don't know. But then what the fuck is this?
This is not paintball, as far as we know.
Paintballs.
I've never...
Yeah, it's like paint balloons.
This is... And, okay, if you notice, there's no fence or anything around it, so you could just walk off with their equipment and just start whipping people in the face.
Well, then it's just them two playing. There's nobody else out in the field.
Not...
It's not like...
Well, a group of four just left.
I were falling in love montage.
Yeah. Like, I get it for the story, but... This is kind of cheap.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess... What are you going to do? What else are you going to do? Play skee ball like Chase and Amy?
Hey, that was better. What were you saying?
Or Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done Deadpool yet.
But this part right here, like, they're covered completely. She was standing
there.
Yeah,
and how they had the glasses on.
He threw his up and hers are in her hand right there, and now they're off to the side. But somehow she grabbed the paint
off.
They're
kissing.
You know that he was her first on-screen kiss.
Makes sense. She hadn't done much before that.
And then it was a black guy in Save the Last Dance.
Hey, she's moving up in the world. That's right. Oh, that's my flash over there. Look at the house. There's that great shot of the fucking house. Look
at
that.
Huge house.
For three people.
Sometimes when you get married, you buy a big enough house so that you guys can grow into it, thinking there's going to be more people.
And one of them's
not
going to leave.
People who don't fuck up and start their childhood mysteries young.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we plan these. Oh. Oh. Plan them.
Oh, and this is where he comes clean about being in Milwaukee and not...
No, that's later on. He doesn't answer the question.
Dang it. This is like the sixth time he's been in.
No, it's when they're on dancing, he says it.
Jason?
When they're dancing. I just saw this movie today.
Today?
Yeah, I watched it. Well, I watched it once earlier in the week, and then I watched it again today for... You know, yeah, I watched
for
it twice.
Posterity.
Yeah, I watched it twice, but come on. I'm not going to watch a movie just once. I got to watch it twice. So I watched it again this afternoon. I come prepared. I got notes and stuff.
You and me both. My notes.
What about Julia Stiles' later career? She didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, she kind of petered out.
She's on Dexter.
That's true.
She's in a season of Dexter. And she's in three Bourne movies. I'm guessing she's the damsel in distress.
Oh, yeah. No, she's the...
No, she's not.
She's the lady trying to kill Bourne.
Oh.
She's in charge of, like, the
I've never seen
CIA or whatever.
Oh, really?
Since this movie, she's done at least 25 other movies.
Yeah, how many of them have you seen?
At least 10.
Yeah. She, I went to Columbia University.
Good for her.
Yeah. And she is a real-life feminist.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Well, good for her. Oh, and then here she is getting pissed at him in French.
No, that's not Julia Stiles.
No, but it's...
That's, this is
Bianca.
Bianca, yeah. And he's looking through his book that has the drill hole in it.
Yeah, which makes no sense.
Well, that's what he's got, I guess, you know. And she's pissed because he's not asking her out, but... I mean, come on. Your dad won't let you go out anyway, so what's the point, right? Here's Jennifer Garner gets her fancy...
It's not Jennifer Garner.
Renaissance fair dress. And it says, oh, fair one, join me at the prom. I will be waiting. Love, William S. And Jennifer Garner is all ready. She's like, yay.
It's Susan May Pratt.
Whatever. Larry Miller. He's got a nice little deck out there in Seattle. I don't know. It's pretty nice.
That's obviously the one right outside of his bedroom because it's got the hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him here.
Yeah, it's his own little private
this
one.
This is funny to me right there.
Swings,
I just think it's hysterical.
Yeah, some weird moments of this.
I like when
he
gets thrown back at him. I like, thanks,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. While he's on the cycle.
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
hey. Yeah, lands in the pool. And
what's a hot rod?
That hot rod Joey. Wish that was my nickname.
Once again, he's throwing the sister under the bus. Like, oh, you ain't gonna be a slut like your sister is. It sounds like someone's gonna bite you in the ass eventually. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had the one kid, so I couldn't deal with that. I had the one daughter. So I never had to, like, say things like that, compare siblings.
Me and my sister were 8 years apart, so you couldn't really compare.
Yeah, yeah.
We grew up in almost completely different generations.
Yeah.
Dawson's River cracks me up, though.
It's Dawson's Creek, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
Those goddamn Dawson's River kids.
My mama didn't raise no fool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Danny, how you doing over there?
Oh, Real World Seattle.
Yeah, it's funny they're watching the Real World Seattle and they live in Seattle.
Seattle,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which was totally 90s, you know.
Was Real World Seattle on in 99 or?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but maybe 98, I don't know.
I didn't watch any of the Real World really, so.
Me neither. I've
seen a couple episodes here and there. But
yeah, yeah, but me too.
I mean, that was like, what, 12 of them or some shit? Or a bunch of them?
They had a bunch, dude. That was their big thing. That's what helped push them towards getting rid of videos and doing reality shows and shit.
Yeah.
Real World Season 31?
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not 31 years, though. That's,
yeah, they've done a bunch of
it's probably
different
like 15
types.
And a half
yeah.
years.
I'm like, wait, what? 31?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny shit.
They probably won one every
like
9 months
years.
Or something. Yeah.
It was their 7th season when they did Real World Seattle.
What year?
It was June 15th through November 3rd, 1998.
So
while they're filming, while they're filling this, probably.
It's current, yeah.
Yeah. This came out in early '99, so in March '99.
Yeah.
So this is probably about time they're filming.
This part right here is where Kat tells her sister Bianca.
Oh, the big twist!
Exactly why she no longer wanted to be the in girl, the popular girl, the one who was doing everything because everybody else was, because she fucked Joey when they dated.
In like ninth grade, wasn't it?
Yeah, and
a while
then
ago.
Yeah.
That was when she was 14, 15. That's it happens. Shut up. And then, her mom left, and so that's why she did it. And then she told him she didn't want to do it anymore, and he basically was like, "What the fuck? You can't do it once and not ever again." And he dumped her.
Yeah.
Because guys are idiots.
Never met in that boat. I don't know.
Yeah.
I either had him say no or all.
I've either had him say no
or come on in, all good. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
And you slam. Now, what were your guys' rooms like in high school? Were they
not like that?
Look at those beds. They're these
like
big, huge, fucking queen size beds. Big ass rooms. And there's like way more rooms in this house, man. See the house?
Yeah. Huge.
There's like fucking libraries and dens and fucking shit. Yeah, there's shit
everywhere. At least. There's probably one of those houses that has a secret passageway somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Or at least like a kind of hidden staircase.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the middle where you wouldn't, behind the pantry or something if you take the right turn. Oh, this shit, there it is.
But there we had the little sister, she's sitting on the back there. And then we got great looking hair, GLH.
Yeah.
You remember GLH commercials, yeah?
I do.
Yeah? I remember those. Yeah, there's like spray paint for your hair.
Yeah.
Like you spray painted all the white hair.
I remember
black.
It was supposed to be spray powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember when I was 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Like, I wouldn't sleep, and I would just stay up and watch TV. Like, my mom would be passed out or not even there.
It'd be bullshit like this coming on.
And that's all there was, and then it would go off. Yeah. And then that's when I'd finally pass out. And then eventually it stopped going off, and my life's been shit ever since.
But here we go. Jogo shows up for a picker for prom.
And what kind of fucking dress is that?
It's not fitting her at all. The whole front is like...
It's like a tankini.
Yeah, but that's not... A dress is like a one-piece thing. But...
Yeah, it's two pieces.
So basically,
and
her
top is all kind of floppy on her
long
and shit. It should be a little tighter on top, I think.
Yeah, at least. At least at the bottom part.
Yeah, show her figure a little bit.
Look at us designing dresses.
Hey. Yeah, just so you guys can see tits. Way to go, guys.
No, not even.
Well, that's how they're supposed to be, aren't they? Come on.
No, they're not.
They're meant to accentuate the woman's figure.
Yeah, they are. Dad's not happy with
He doesn't like the situation.
What kind of band, what kind of prom has a band like this playing?
This is probably the most amazing prom I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. We were lucky the tape deck worked. Fucking my prom.
You know who DJ'd 3 out of the 4 proms I went to?
My mom.
The baseball coach.
We had the basketball coach, Grimes.
Nice.
Mr. Grimes.
I DJ'd a dance once. In 8th grade.
Was it Wiggity Wiggity Whack?
No, I was playing like Metallica and shit like that.
And Henry
like
never
it.
Was back.
And you were never asked back because of that.
I did play Ozzy Osbourne's Goodbye Romance, just like a ballad.
Yeah.
I played that, and that got people dancing. But other than that, yeah, I got taken out pretty quickly. I was removed. Yeah, open with Battery by Metallica.
That was smart.
Yeah, with a Megadeth and some stuff like that. Yeah, it wasn't too popular.
And thus ended JTB DJ service.
Yep, that was about it for that. So I gave it a shot. Man. It was bad. We had a tape deck with a microphone sitting on top of it.
That's pretty bad.
It went through the speakers. Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
Where the hell did you go to school?
McKinley.
The ghetto.
Yeah. No, I went in... So
it was the 80s.
I was at Lincoln. I was at the ghetto.
It was the 80s, so...
Yeah, ours was still...
We didn't have a whole lot. Yeah.
Mine was a very suburban white neighborhood in Delaware. We had all the fixings. We had fucking, like, classroom TV shows and shit.
I love this part where Cameron's character goes and picks up Bianca, and then Joey goes to the house, and he's like... Hello, Mr. Stratford. I am here to pick up Bianca. And he just stares at him and shuts the door in his face. Like what we do to Jehovah's Witnesses.
But here's Mandela looking for her William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And there's Jennifer Garner finds her boy. And this is still Letters to Cleo?
No.
Or is this Faye Ferris?
This is Faye Ferris.
Okay.
Jesus.
But the one on the roof is Letters to Cleo later, though.
Yeah.
The blonde chick is Letters to Cleo.
I think it's
when
both
he says,
of them,
I called
it?
In a favor.
That's the Letters to Cleo singer.
Yeah.
Right? Because she just shows up, like, on stage.
Yeah, she just shows up out of nowhere.
It's like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stop.
So that's the singer of the other band with this band. So.
I thought she brought her own people.
Well, it doesn't look like it. I mean,
well, you see the three guys off to the side, the two there. Okay, let's wait and see. There's
their head right there. Yeah, she's right there a second. So, yeah.
I think there's an extra guy, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there were two guitarists, and then the guy is off to the side, and those guys off to the side, and the two guitarists are still there, and there's an extra guy.
Maybe an extra guitar player from the band, Letters to Cleo, Letters to Ferris. That's what this band's called, huh?
I guess. Ferris to Cleo?
That sounds better.
Cleo to Ferris?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, man. But you gotta pull the trigger.
But here they are, dancing at the prom. Everything's great.
I like the three guys off to the side doing nothing but dancing with their one hand up. It's like the Macarena.
Yeah. I saw that.
Well, that was when Cromwell came in.
She was a sophomore.
Came in with the Lord of the Dance. That was good, too. That was
like
an hour ago, but...
But I already fucked him, so it's okay. Like, at that point, that's when you're like, whore.
See, this is when he says he was in Milwaukee.
That'd be funny if he did sleep with a Spice Girl.
He might have, huh?
They were probably in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee?
Some point. In 98.
Oh, possibly.
Spice World came out in 98, 99, so they were big.
It wasn't in my,
Spice World came out in 99. Spice World came out in 99 because that's the same year Godzilla 2000 came out in. And I saw them both at the drive-in, yeah. I've told this story like 10 times on the podcast. I'm not telling it again, but that was my first drive-in movie.
Was which one?
It was Spice World opening up for Godzilla, and I fell asleep during Spice World.
Did you wake up for Godzilla?
Mm-mm.
So you slept through Godzilla, too?
Yeah.
You saw it at the beginning of Spice
World?
No,
I fell asleep like right at the end of Spice World.
Okay. Right.
So I saw Spice World.
Yeah. Did you like it?
No. I didn't.
Spice World came out in 97.
Okay. Oh, shit. What year did Godzilla come out in? Because I thought Godzilla 2000 came out in 99. Or was there a different Godzilla that came out in 97?
That could be. There's been a lot of Godzillas.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey just knocked out Jogo. And now Bianca knocked his ass fucking out. Another one.
A nose spray ad.
Okay, so grab you a douche.
Right there. That's how a girl has to do it. Let me knock your ass out so I can pick up my date. Move.
You know what? Yeah, there were a lot of these kind of movies out then, these teen movies. This one did it okay. It was all right.
Yeah. It did it better than average.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, I guess out of all of them, I probably would like American Pie, maybe. This era, I think those are they're funnier, I guess. I don't know. And that was more dude related, I think. This is more chick related.
Yeah, those were definitely, I was going to say, those are definitely aimed more towards you and I.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So. But here they go. They're showing up with the bed.
That's my favorite part right there, is where he tries to kiss her to make everything okay. And she's like, dude, what the fuck?
Then the sister's like behind him. Like,
why doesn't he just tell his sister or her sister what's going on?
Well,
and just
obviously
end it right there.
He does later, but.
Yeah, but why?
But
she's right there.
I want to get Jogo in trouble, though.
As a little sister of somebody who's 2 years older than them, if I would have told my sister would have told me to shut the fuck up and go away. And I would have told my sister, shut the fuck up and go away, too. It's a thing that I want to hear it from his mouth. I don't want to fucking hear it from you. I want to hear it from him so that way when I ask a question about it, if he's lying, I can tell type of a thing. Let's be honest. Mm. It's so that we can catch him.
Hmm.
Good info.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, like, I can ask you just in time all the time. So where was Jason at 5 o'clock in the morning when he closed down Hatrix and he told me he was smoking outside with you talking and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the thing. I can ask you, and you're like, we were standing outside, and we were smoking. But if I asked him to his face, and he started to stammer, I'd be like, oh, yeah? And then where did you, and then what did you, you know what I mean? Like, you can catch somebody else up in a lie. You'd be like, we were there, we smoked, we talked about the podcast, and I went upstairs and went to bed. Boom, you're out of it. You went, tapped out, and walked away. Him, if I asked him and he started to stammer, I'm like, you're a fucking liar. Now what? Now what?
You do a lot of lying?
That's the thing. No, I'm just saying in general, that's not what I meant.
Anyways, so this is where the dad drops it on her that she's going to Sarah Lawrence. He already sent him a check.
Which is actually where Bianca's character, what's her name?
Oleana.
Larissa. She actually went there.
Oh, that's fancy.
That's where she went to school. And
well, she wanted the roller cat, and she didn't get it, so she took the wife, I guess. Yeah.
Pretty much. Now, she's the one who didn't do much after that. I mean, she did, but it was more TV. It wasn't movies for her.
Yeah, she didn't do shit.
She's been in Pretty Little Liars since 2012.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure you don't really know, but, like, my daughter was big into Pretty Little Liars because that was her junior high school years.
Okay.
Did you ever pull that pizza out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, Pretty Little Liars is like a nighttime soap opera for kids. It
yeah.
It's kind of like our 90210.
Family or whatever.
Yeah, it was like our 90210, which I never watched, and I'm sure Jason didn't, and you probably caught it only if your sister fucking, like, beat your ass and made you watch TV with her. So, you know what I mean? Like.
Oh, here comes the big poem.
Oh. Which, count them. Count them with
yeah, there's
these,
like
please.
14.
It's 14. It is not
kind
10.
Kind of 13, maybe, because one of them's kind of 2 and 1.
Yes, but it's still.
There's not 10. There's more
here
than 10.
Here we go.
Well, this is supposed to be the big heartbreaking scene.
Shush.
This is the big tearjerker. Was it one of your tearjerkers? This one of your tearjerkers? Was it?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nope.
That's not
one. Even makes rhymes good.
8. 9. 10.
When you make me cry. This part right here. Okay, so here's like 13.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're on like.
She sucks a fake crying.
No, she actually started crying.
This is only one take, dude.
Really?
This is, yeah, she actually started crying.
And then
crying. She
wasn't even supposed to cry, really. It wasn't in the script.
It wasn't, yeah.
She doesn't
just
look.
Did.
I don't like her.
You don't buy
cries.
It? You don't buy it?
I don't like it.
Stop it. I hate when guys say, you're an ugly crier. And I'm like, no, no.
He didn't say that. He's not buying her acting job.
I said, I don't like it. I'm not necessarily saying I don't buy it.
Oh, does it make you want to cry, too?
It doesn't invoke any emotion in me. Yeah. So, no.
Except why are you embarrassing yourself in fucking English class? Yeah.
Yeah, why would you read that if you think it's going to make it cry?
I love that she's looking for her car keys, and yet her windows are always down.
Oh, yeah, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It's the same guitar.
Yeah, it's the one she was looking at in the store.
Yeah, when I went to the store.
Yeah.
Dual pickup, mother of pearl in life.
This
with a whammy bar.
Now, as much as I like, hate the fact that, you know, the guy gets the girl at the end, because this is not what a feminist thing should be.
Is this a feminist movie?
Yeah. But what you can't help but laugh about is right here when he says...
Kathy's also a feminist comic strip.
In case you didn't know, is that what you're saying?
That's a pretty good joke if anyone's ever read Kathy.
When she says, hey, you can't just buy me a guitar every time you screw up. And he's like, no, there's drums, a bass.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think
the part that makes girls like fall in love with this movie is the fact that like this guy wasn't interested in anybody, let alone he was just like going through the motions in life, and it made him like something, and she happened to be what he liked.
Because he was paid to do it at first.
Cute.
Yeah.
And it's cute. But it wasn't that he was paid. See, guys,
I don't like anybody
$100
a day.
Guys, all you fuckers are like, if he gives me $100, it's cool. No,
that's
but girls.
This is a great shot right here with
the
band on the roof. How the fuck did that band on the roof?
That's what I was
They're
thinking.
They're really up there.
And then I heard that when you watch, it swings around the camera and then it comes in fast at him. The band was actually freaking the fuck out when the cover was coming at him. They didn't know if it was like planned or not. And like charges at him like quick and then zooms up like later on after they swing around.
Because it's on a fucking helicopter?
Yeah. The helicopter like swings.
They didn't know if it was coming down or not.
Yeah,
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, they were like, oh my god, it's coming really close.
That's why their hair, look at their hair right there. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, they're up there, man. It looks like they're all plugged in, fucking rocking too.
I don't know. I'd be nervous as fuck up there.
Hell yeah.
Nervous? Fuck that. I'd be crying. I'd be like, no, I don't want to be up here.
They must have used helicopters to get them up there. I don't know. The fuck?
Yeah, drop them off from a helicopter,
I guess? Yeah, because if you look...
Set up all the, drop all the equipment, too?
Not like...
There's no access point.
No.
Yeah.
And if there was, how big it would be big enough to put those amps through?
They would have to build scaffolding up from the lower. And
look at the fire escape.
The stage is built
there.
There's
a fire escape. Look, off to the side here.
Yeah, that you can't carry equipment
right
up there.
Oh, yeah, the ladder there?
Ladder. Yeah, that's all they get on each side. Nope. They probably drop shit off, had some people set it up, and they're like, okay, guys, we're going to drop
bring
you off up
in,
here.
Yep, yeah.
And the band's like, are you fucking kidding me?
They're like, wait, we're getting paid how much for this?
That's an awesome looking...
We should renegotiate.
Like a 4 or 5 story fucking castle looking
motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Holy shit. And a lot of people complain about this that when it came out. They're like, oh, it's so unrealistic. They're in a Shakespeare like school and blah, blah, blah. It actually is a school.
Is that in Arizona, when they're doing this show right here?
It's in Seattle.
This one's actually in Seattle?
When they do the schooling over them?
Well, yeah, but I thought they were in... I thought they did a lot of filming in Arizona versus the Seattle area or Washington. So like
maybe some of the neighborhood stuff, maybe, but...
Oh. I remember them talking about the smell... And that was in the Arizona thing because they had a paper plant
there.
Oh,
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Huh. But, okay, we got to do our rating system here.
Yeah.
We're almost done with the movie here, folks.
We got the blooper reel. I like how they did that. That's very 90s, too. Run the credits over a blooper reel for a little bit.
So, Justin, give us your rating on this. What is our rating system?
It's a keg if you really like it. It's a case if you kind of like it. It's a six pack if it's okay. And it's a tapper or nothing if you really don't like it. Depending on how much you don't like
it. Can we do a wine cooler? No, I'm joking.
We've been doing like a beer.
You throw a shot in there like for like a half a star kind of thing.
I wouldn't be against a beer in a wine cooler or whatever.
That's what you want to drink with this movie.
Yeah.
So, what's your rating on this now, Justin?
Tell
me about how... Did you like it when you first saw it? Or?
When I first saw it, I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. I thought it was pretty well done. You know what I mean? But I'm going to rate it... If I was at a house party or something and someone turned it on, I wouldn't walk out of the room. And I'd probably sit there and just watch a movie and, you know, whatever. What
kind of house parties you going to?
Not very good ones, apparently.
Yeah, so you're sitting around watching fucking movies. But,
yeah, you know what I mean? I'll give it at least a case.
A case? Cool. All right.
Case in a wine cooler, maybe.
All right. For me, this week is the first time I've ever seen this movie. So, for what it is, it does pretty good. The stars are pretty charming. They do a good job. You know, everybody is pretty great. Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, you know, did a good job. I'm not a big Shakespeare guy, so I don't really give a fuck about that much. But, so I guess the story seems so familiar.
Sorry.
So I'll give it a case.
Okay.
I'll give it a case, too. All right. Danielle, the movie finishes up. How about you?
Obviously, I picked the movie.
Yes.
So I obviously like it more than you guys, even that I thought you guys would.
Does it hold up?
I still say it does. It's cute. It's fun. It's something that you don't have to think a lot to watch. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a good movie.
Yeah. It's a good movie to have on. Yeah.
So I'm top of our scale.
Case.
What's our scale?
Keg.
Keg,
yeah.
See? He huffed at me. And
keg, I'll give you keg in a wine cooler. All
right.
You can throw something on top of the keg if you want, I guess.
You could do a keg stand.
Hey.
Ooh. I guess that would be the ultimate, right?
I guess.
So, I guess that's about
it. A real gravity keg stand would be the coolest thing you could do.
So I guess we can all kind of agree that 10 Things About You does hold up.
It holds up. It's a good flick. I like it.
Yeah, I'm glad I picked it.
I want it to want me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I picked it. And you guys, like you've only seen it a couple times or whatever, once. And like, you're like,
no, I've seen it. I watched it a bunch of times that weekend. But
And Jason's never seen it.
Well, okay. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
So once again, hit us up at
drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com
or on the Facebook.
Yes. Coming up next week is our top five Shakespeare movies.
Shakespeare-inspired
movies.
Yeah, however you want to fucking call it.
We're going loose on this one.
Yeah.
It's, it was tough. But,
I didn't think it was that tough.
And it'll be our third show of the night.
Third show.
Oh, boy. So, see you then.